Will we get 25% auto snap this week? Well, maybe. I think this week will give a lot of answer. So far, we are 2 weeks into the snap trade in the $1,000 challenge, and so far it only yielded 2.37% as it closed at $11.25 on Friday. If I'm correct, we will see a natural bounce up in snap, but it's been holding back. For the week ahead of us, snap is above the $11 resistance, currently starting to float to levels where there is not much resistance, and hopefully I think we might will see a jump at least upwards to 12-13, but hopefully also all the way up to 14. More about that in the end of the podcast. We already doubled the $1,000 into $2,000. Now we are into snap, and we'll see if we can continue the growth. You're listening to the StockInvest.us podcast trading tip with Jim as we are heading into week 10. It's been many good weeks for the markets. Actually, I think I read somewhere that the markets haven't been performing as good as long as since 1971. Nasdaq set new all-time high last week. The same did S&P 500, while Dow Jones fell a little by 0.11%. Nasdaq closing at 16,275 points. And as I told you, Nasdaq may just go straight to 20,000. I've seen all of this before. While thinking about what should I speak about in this podcast that may make some sense other than just referring to some general news, I was thinking that it's maybe important to try to draw the big lines. Those who follow me every week know that I go in and out of stocks. Sometimes I increase my portfolio size, sometimes I reduce my portfolio size, and I always argue why. And lately, I've been decreasing my portfolio size. When a stock is sold, I do not reinvest. And you may think, so well, you just said that Nasdaq may go to 20,000. It's a fair chance Nasdaq will go to 20,000. I try to look at several things in a big picture, trying to be ahead of the trend. And as I will show in some few pictures later in the podcast, where I will tell a little bit about crypto, because if you go back some last season or season before, I told you I'm slowly buying a bit of crypto. Even crypto was hammered, because there's a fair chance in the future it will go up. And suddenly, over especially last week, I see my crypto going very fast upwards, and being in several cryptos makes for a good day, in my opinion. It is about being ahead of the trend and not get in too late. Last in, last out is usually the one that most pick crypto start to go, and everything, no, I should get in, and you wait a little bit and crypto goes more and you wait a little bit, and then when you get in, it just have a short further rally before it has a natural reaction down. First in, last out is sometime an okay strategy if you are able to do it so, but last out is very often when you hit the top, it falls very fast. So after many years of doing this, I prefer to do things much more steady pace. Yes, I miss the tops, I miss the bottoms, but because I start to buy usually before the bottom and I buy in several stages, I often hit an extremely nice average. You saw me do that when markets were falling due to COVID. I told you I will buy for everything I have because this is a lifetime opportunity, and I did. I started to buy before it found the bottom. I found the exact bottom, and I even bought a little bit afterwards, gaining so much. Now I see a few big clouds in the sky. I hope they will not happen. I hope for the sake of my businesses, for the sake of my portfolio, that markets just will continue upwards, but I do not bet on it. I try to think, as I said, in a much bigger picture. So what are the things that currently can cause everything to change tune? Well, first off, there are some general statistics. Usually when you get into a bull market like we have now, it usually continues moving forward. But there is also a very, very clear statistic saying that when you get to May, you should sell and stay away. It's a simple phrase that very often turns out to be true. So putting on that, we're already in March, meaning that we can have 2 months of somewhat good markets. Then we come to May and usually you will have a correction. So that's one thing. The other thing is the geopolitical issues. I cannot understate these enough. The only thing I've been wrong about so far is Taiwan, because I said the Taiwan conflict would come a bit earlier and hasn't still developed. But there are a lot of bad geopolitical signs. We know that Macron, for instance, is calling for active participation in the war against Russia. We know that I think it was the Slovakian minister saying the same thing. And there is more calls, more push for NATO to get engaged in Ukraine, as Ukraine is suffering. Ukraine having what? three, four times less people than Russia. Of course, it's hard on the battlefield for them. And now the push. And since most of today's politicians and most of you people listening have not seen war, you have no relationship to war, and you think maybe that it's some glorious thing or it's something that is not as dangerous, war is really bad. I've been in Afghanistan, I've been in Kosovo, I have seen my share of bad things, and I can promise you there is no glory about war, it's only misery. And if you check history over and over again, you will see that very seldom there is a winner in war. War does not solve anything in particular. Look at Iraq. Is Iraq really a better place now than before the invasion of Iraq and so on? You can go in the Middle East, look at the countries where there has been intervention. So war in general will not solve anything, but now we have this screaming of more action. That thing can suddenly escalate very, very fast. And as I said, it must be more than a year ago. In the end, Russia will be forced to use small nuclear tactical weapons. And they stated just that, I think it was last week, they stated that they have an option and they will use it if they see more aggression from NATO. So if we keep this like a big, big thing, we hope it doesn't happen, but we see it as a possible thing. Do you want to be fully invested in the market with all your savings and maybe even more? Because I know a lot of you are trading on money that is not yours. You're trading on gearing. Do you really want to be in the market if that situation happened? Thoughts like this brought me into gold when I saw inflation. I saw all these wars coming with the last election in the United States. Everything became very obvious. It's just who holds the power, their kind of politics. And you may be sitting and you are that young generation with no relation to too much, still has a long life ahead of you where you will learn a lot of things. You will see that one thing that is presented as truth very seldom is the truth. The truth always finds its own ways. It may take some years, it may take a decade, it may take more, but in the end the truth prevails. And I've never in my life seen more lying in media, everywhere, by politicians that I do now. And I cannot understand how this should go well. We have all these woke things on top of this. For those who follow us know how Google's Gemini AI only printed black people, and people are using sources like this as a truth source, gathering information, writing their thesis. So you can just imagine what is happening now in universities. Before they were influenced by the teacher, we know these are mostly on the left side, teaching history by their own view, not necessarily by the facts. Now we have AI and the most use it, and these also have their bias, and this time the bias is on the left side. At some point it might be on the right side. None of it is good. It should be stuck to the truth. So this thing about information, you have to be very wide in how you get your information. It's the same thing about stocks. And that's maybe the first tip of the day. Usually when people say that you should sell a stock, it's very often turned out to be a good stock. It's not all stocks, of course, but in general, we know that if there is pushed some bad news about the stock, they are on purpose pushed down, getting the small people to sell their shares while big investors buy. And then they will just fuel that race, spitting out one article after the other to push things up, because there is an insane amount of power in the big broker houses and how they manipulate media, how they manipulate everything. Even if you are like into meat or vegan, we know how articles, how scientific researches are bought to present some view. And right now, the world is hunting the farmers across everywhere. We are blaming the cows for all the climate issues, meaning that they are trying to get rid of farmers. What will happen then? What will happen if you get rid of farmers? There will be lack of food. That will come as an inflation, of course, on the food and items, and everything indicates that inflation will continue. I'll get back to that in just a short minute. Just let me finish this argument. So if this politics, which we see now, is spreading across everywhere, and I think it was that same Letitia James who now is suing the biggest beef producer in the United States. If this is to continue, you can expect prices of beef to go up, and believe it or not, you can actually trade on beef. These are big, or meat in general, these are big lines. And you have companies, vegan companies like Beyond Meat, who makes meat. So there is a ton of trading opportunities. You just have to find what you consider to be something solid, a trend, something that will develop, and you can invest into it. I invested into gold when gold was 1600 because I saw whatever going moving forward most likely would happen, and right now gold is at $2,092 after being up $46 last week. I will have my portion in gold because the geopolitical issues that we see, everything that we see, is such that I think it is a safe place to be, because paper money can vanish over the night. So these are our big lines. On top of this, we have the geopolitical issues. We have monetary issues. We know that M1, M2 is shrinking, meaning that there is less cash among people. Very hard to understand when you see how things are in the market in general, how work reports are, how everything, but they are actually shrinking, and that indicates by all previous things that the recession is here and it will suddenly hit. You will suddenly see a huge jump in unemployment money, and suddenly there will be even less money available for markets. So that's another trend for me, and I'm underlining this for me because it's my personal opinion of what may happen, indicate that, okay, here is a fair chance that people will have to really tighten in. Then there is a much more exotic things. I like science, everything about science, always done that. There is a huge chance that we'll have a solar storm. This comes regularly, and it's many, many years since last time. Last time it came was some 1840-ish plus. You have to check it up yourself. But when that super solar storm hit, even the telegraph poles were burning, and people got electrified at the other end of the telephone poles. Now, very exotic thing but very, very likely. And if that super solar storm will come, and many argue that it is a huge chance that it will come in 2024, it will knock out all systems for a short time. That's pretty sure that it will have huge effects on our electronic things because of electromagnetics. And markets can be out for a full week, even more so. So I hold that as a tiny, tiny possibility. And when I add this and so much more into the equation, it tells me that, well, Jim, now again is time to reduce your portion in the most exposed market. Even try to go into stocks where you will not lose as much if you are correct. Now, hopefully, and now I've been saying that part, hopefully market will just continue and whoever are in Nvidia, etc., will just enjoy to see Nvidia go more than $1,000, to pass more than $1,000, etc. Even for Meta or all these companies. I really, really hope that will happen. I'm just telling you how I think about big times. Because with money in the bank, when there is a correction, I am in. I've been doing this. This podcast is now the fourth or the fifth year doing it. And for those following, heard me say this over and over again. Markets were dropping when Nasdaq was 10,000. You heard me. It went up from, after the COVID, it went up to 16. Then I sold more or less everything I had. I had just a small, small portion left. And as Nasdaq was getting close to 12,000, I started to buy a little bit. 11,000, but a little bit more. Nasdaq bottomed somewhere around 10,500, moved up. I was prepared for Nasdaq to go all the way to 10,800 and actually, 8,000, and actually still am. But right now we are on a good strike, and that hopefully will just continue. Looking at the chart, we can say that Nasdaq is at the upper end of the chart. Normally you will have a reaction down, but the trend is very, very nice indeed. And everything indicates that it will continue within the trend, meaning that there is more gains to come. There should have been a small reaction last week. Didn't happen. Nasdaq was up 1.74% last week, as I said, ending 16,275 points. And it may just be yet another green week. There are, as I said, really nothing saying overwhelmingly that we will go down. If you look at the buy and sell signals, we can say that 37% of all companies hold the buy signals. Is it kind of high? But going to Nasdaq 37, New York Stock Exchange 43, these are in the upper levels, but they can continue. When we are up at the 50, they are for correction levels, by the way. And we can just continue downwards. London, the same as last week, 32, while Frankfurt 35. Tokyo is high at 45, and Shenzhen, China has been climbing over the last few weeks with amount of buy signals. In general, there is a good sentiment outside. Gold, as I said, is up at $2,092. Very happy about that, of course. Helps for my gold. Absolutely. Too bad that it's just keeping pace with inflation. And to round up, I said that I will get back to inflation. Well, during the week, I think it's Wednesday, Fed will talk, give a small briefing about monetary policies as we move forward. The bet was that March would be where this month will be the first month that interest rates being cut down, but now everyone is moving away from that. And personally, I cannot see and understand why interest rates will be cut at all in 2024. And you heard this in the podcast, my podcast last year. I told you about interest rates and what I think will happen in them. I will not be even surprised if they will go up, more up. We will see how things will solve. Billions and trillions of dollars are being printed, pushed into the markets. EU doing the same thing, printing like crazy. It's even worse than all the war factories. They go 24/7 across the street, printing money, pushing into the economy, and at some point we'll just see what happens. But the normal people, they start to suffer because the food is so expensive, the interest rates on the house is so expensive. So actually, at the end of the day, the money supply is going down, and there might be small bank collapses as we move forward. For the week ahead of us, and as I said, when inflation is high, by the way, usually the stock market struggles a little bit. We will see what and if anything can scare market as they are now. Quick about the week ahead of us, today will be GitLab having earnings, a few other companies, but nothing big. Tomorrow will be a little bit more interesting. It will be durable goods, PMI, etc. will be delivered from economic data. We will have ChargePoint, CrowdStrike, NIO, which I personally has invested into, will have their quarter results tomorrow together with Target and a few other companies. On Wednesday, Fed will give a testimony about his thoughts and Fed's thoughts, and shouldn't be surprised if he says that, but he already signaled that interest rates will not go down by the first. Now they pushed everything to the second half of the year. Foot Locker will be on Wednesday as well, and I have done so good money in Foot Locker. So I'm thinking, should I dare to stay? Should I dare to stay for the quarterlies for Foot Locker? It's been an absolutely winner in my portfolio after picking it up very, very cheaply. Maybe if you remember back some podcasts, I don't know, half a year or more back, when Foot Locker, all the Foot Locker stores were robbed. Foot Locker was really losing money. It was hammered way down, and I told you that I would go into Foot Locker. Been sitting very, very patiently, and now I'm raking in. Been such a good ride. But quarter results are quarter results, and sometimes you should not sit when they are released. For NIO, I think NIO is so hammered that I only see an upside, but we will see if I'm right or wrong. On Thursday there will be job numbers. Everyone expect these to be at the same level. 3.7% can come with a small surprise. Let's wait and see for Thursday. Wednesday and Thursday will be for sure the days where economic data can change things. On top of that, Costco, DocuSign, Kruger will have their quarter results coming out. In the very beginning of the podcast, as I will try to get to the end of it now, in the beginning of the podcast, I told you a little bit about crypto. And I bought, we have to go back, and I told you I was investing into Dogecoin. I have Dogecoin, I have Bitcoin, I have quite many coins, Ethereum, Litecoin, Shibu, and I will post just a few images on the YouTube version of this podcast, so you can see how it's up. But Shibu is like up 150% over the last 4 or 5 days. So that was an investment, small investments into. And you may ask, so how did you do it? Well, the only thing I did, I was buying just a little bit money that I was expecting to lose, totally lose. I just bought a little bit now and then. For instance, Shibu consists of 4 trades, where the first were 2 years back in time. I started to buy a little bit Shibu, bought a little bit Shibu last year, and more than a week ago I saw some signs and I bought a little bit more Shibu just before it kicked off. Bitcoin done the same thing. I was in, you heard me back when Bitcoin was 30,000, I said I will buy because at some point it should have a fair chance to go up. So anyone following know that I bought Bitcoin even 30, it was even a little bit less. I've been in and out in Bitcoin before that. For those know that I was in Bitcoin, I sold around some 60,000, reinvested when it was 30, and now we are celebrating more than 60, an all-time high for Bitcoin. Your next question, maybe, will this continue? Well, Bitcoin and crypto may very well continue, and it may very well be an insane race in crypto as we move forward. I will not be surprised if it will be bonanza like we saw a few years ago. Would not surprise me any minute. At the same time, I will not be surprised if we have a run now, it cools off, and then it just goes back to. I've seen everything. There's quite many arguments why it should continue. So the question then, of course, is should I buy? Should I buy? Well, I think that you should, if you can afford it, have a little investment in to crypto, but nothing more than you cannot lose. This cannot be money that you have to take out next month to pay your house rent. It cannot be for next year when you have to pay your tuition or down payment on your house or whatever. Do not play like that with high risk elements. So that's just the tip. I personally think that crypto will just continue upwards. I think that I will we will just see. Maybe I will inform you how it's going. But as you can see from the clips that I just posted, so far it's doing very, very good. But it has the potential to go much more. So that rounds up about stocks, about the markets, and as I said, I'm slowly reducing my exposure in the markets. I'm down to some 30s, maybe even a little bit less than 30% of my investments into stock. You may ask, so what do you do with the rest? Do they sit on a bank account losing towards inflation? Some of it sits on inflation. I always have money on the bank for rainy days. I always have money in the bank for an opportunity, because you do not know for sure when an opportunity presents itself. I can guarantee you this. If, let's say, that utopic thing, that little exotic things of solar eruption happens, and we get technology breakdown for one day, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, depending how big that solar storm is. If that happened, you can bet that if I'm able to access the money, because you don't know how this will affect everything, I will be buying. I will for sure be cutting in when the scare is just raging the market, pushing them downwards. I will be the first to buy. That is how I slowly built up quite good reserves. And it's a strategy that has worked every single time. You may not hit the bottom, but very often you're close, and then in the long run you sit well into it. I do long-term investments where I just sit and sit in things which I believe of. Some of them do never pay out, some of they do. Take a simple things like a coin collection. I got a coin collection when I was very, very young, collecting a few coins, and now and then, there is nothing big, it's not a big collection, now and then I can just see that these coins are going up. Some of you may even have football card, but it's about the thinking about things. Heading toward the $1,000 challenge, last bits of private things. I will not post picture this time, but I had a very, very good weekend finding some amazing things with the metal detector during weekend. Such a nice thing to have a good hobby. I hope you have whatever it is, dancing, singing, metal detecting like me, fishing for instance, anything that can give you that calmness, to give you the time to sit down and do your thing, make you happy, because it makes for so much better situation when you deal with the markets that's moving up and down by almost their own will. Into many businesses, I try to do many businesses. This thing, investing into stock, is absolutely just a small part of what I personally do. It's used to be a big thing for me many, many years ago. Now it is not. Now I tend to work more toward things. I built an AutoTrader portfolio, struggle with a few things, turning, it's making plus, but not as much as I want, and now I see that I have a little bit more time to work on that. That and much more you'll find at getagraph.com. That's where I develop things for the future, because I like to develop things. At stockinvest.us you will find the refined things. Some of the things that you find at Getagraph you will see be moved into the stockinvest.us site, where we cover soon all the world, and I do a few other things on top of that. But if you're very interested to see what I'm dealing with, have a check at getagraph.com. More and more people use the page. It's just my test page, so don't expect too much, but I'm slowly adding things, trying to figure out, because there is one thing which I want to solve. It's that super algorithm that will give you, me, and anyone that follows me the benefit of the trade. The $1,000 challenge this year, not push it any further. Half an hour into the podcast, time to wrap it up. I got $1,000 to become more than $2,000. 2 weeks ago, I went into Snapchat. It works like this if you're a new listener. This podcast come out on Monday before market open. And if I do any change in my $1,000 challenge, I will tell you up ahead before buying the stock. Usually, I will tell you approximately where I will sell the stock as well, so you can see all the things that I do. Try to keep it transparent. This is a high-risk portfolio where I go into high-risk stocks, hoping for high return. Yes, I could have gone into more of these AI stocks and done better, but it is what it is. At least I made $1,000, became $2,103. Before getting into Snap, and after adding Snap, I have gained another 2.37%. Snapchat was bought at $10.99 2 weeks ago, currently sitting at $11.25, showing the signs of a possible upturn. And the thing here is that Snapchat was bombed. I am waiting for a natural pickup. I doesn't say that it will go back to previous heights, but we saw this in Meta, if you go more than a year or two back. When Meta was dropping, I think they were at $50. It was a classic overreaction. The thing in Snap is a classic overreaction. It should go back, then it can continue downwards. Looking at the chart, my chart tells me that Snapchat should have a fair chance to go all the way up to $14. That would be some 25-26%, whatever it is, from today's level. It's a fair chance to get it. It starts to have some support below, but can easily break down. So don't be surprised if this trade will be bust. If I waste 3 weeks in a busted trade, we will just have to see. But currently sitting still in Snapchat, hasn't been triggered by stop loss. I use a trailing stop loss for the stock, 5% currently trailing. And unless I see something special, I will try to keep it that. If I see sudden big movements, I might increase it a little bit if I'm confident that it will continue upwards. I started the podcast saying I think this might be the week for Snapchat. Everything in the chart is now much better than it was 2 weeks ago. It was a little early. Now there might be a fair chance. I think it will be much more volatility in Snapchat. Hopefully it will be the correct way. If I get my will, I hope to see 2,000 become 3,000 by the end of the week. How realistic it is remains to see. I'm faithful, but we will just have to see. I will tell you exactly next week how the trade went, if it still is on or if it is sold. That was all for this week's podcast. Whatever remains is usually the same: to wish you the best week possible. I hope that when you get to the end of the week, your portfolio will be greener than it was at the beginning of the week. I really hope that you are able to follow some of the advices I try to give to make money, because we can do much more, like trading intervals. Try to trade Snapchat between 1090 and 1174. I can do a lot of these things, but it will mainly be a little bit more confusing because I have a huge range of followers, and that range is from total novice, first time buyers. Some of you I know even are not in the stock market, while some of you have been trading so long that for you it's not much, it's just a few pieces of information here and there that is useful for you. But I hope that no matter where you sit, wherever you are, whatever you are doing, that you are able also to relax. Hook up with friends, get a good coffee or a tea. There is more to life than trading. And anyway, I'll be back next week and hope you will be too. Bye.
Welcome to StockInvest.us Stock Analysis. We remind you that trading involves a high risk of losing money, and that you should speak with a financial advisor before buying or selling any securities. You should not base your investment decision upon StockInvest.us. By using the information, you agree and are held liable for your own investment decisions.